Hey, Josh, I've already had one eastbound train go through there. I didn't see any issues. Can I move this next one through at walking speed?
Yeah, go ahead and just pay attention to what's going on. For sure, nothing's close to it, but if it just hits the base, I'll inspect it when I get there.
Okay, train one.
Train one, go ahead.
All right, see the cap hole, the guy's up there flagging traffic by right now?
Affirmative, I see that.
Okay, move up there and keep an eye out. Make sure you don't have any droppers hanging on the overhead. And just move past that area at walking speed. And just checking for any type of damage, but nothing looks out of place to me.
Okay, I copy that. I'll go up there and I'll check it out.
All right, thanks.
Train 20.
Train 20?
Yep, walking west and east along the rail.
Okay. And train 1, that's info for you up at 153rd also.
Train 1, I copy that.
Yeah, just keep that speed right there too until your second pantograph clears that area.
Okay, copy. And from what I can see, the pole and everything looks pretty good. There's just a bunch of broken glass at the base of it from his car.
Yeah, I copy. And nothing amiss on the overhead, Rick?
And the overhead looks pretty good so far.
All right. Well, you're well past the incident area. Just keep an eye on the overhead as you're going down. Make sure you didn't shake anything else loose.
Okay, copy that.
9502, I believe they pushed the car down 123rd there off to the side, or it's in the... I think there's a side street right there. I can't see it. They got trees.
Turning around at 122, I just saw a small black car pull out. So I'll look for the incident car.
Yeah, you're looking for a blue Volvo station wagon. License plates 617JKP, I believe.
All right, I'll try to make contact with him.
1230.